This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Paul Gough Podcast and Audio Experience. Fantastic to have you with us. We have another treat for you. Seems like everybody's enjoying the Dan Kennedy insights from the Mastermind event I did in Las Vegas recently. So, by popular demand, I'm going to share a few more with you today. Look, Dan's coming to see us. We cannot wait to have him. We're heading up to see him, really. It's as good as it gets with Dan. We're headed to Cleveland July the 8th and 9th for our next big event in the US. If you want to come, head over to paulgough.com/Dan to get all of the details. It's there now. People are signing up like I've never seen before. We're excited. We cannot wait to get there. I don't want to wish the summer away, but I cannot wait to get to Cleveland to see Dan and just be with you guys and, you know, all of the Mastermind members and all of the guests and the new people that we're going to meet from all over the world. So head over to paulgough.com/Dan. It's called Zero to Million, the 2-day Mastermind. We're going to talk about what it takes to get from zero to million. What do millionaire business owners do differently? And there's a massive, very special focus on cash pay marketing. If you're an insurance business owner trying to move towards cash pay in your life, you need to be here. And if you're a cash pay business trying to scale, you need to be here. Like, it's as simple as that. I've brought to you, literally, just almost wrapped this guy up and just made it drop dead easy for you to talk to and hear from the world's number one, no exaggeration, marketing consultant. He is the guy. Like, he's just responsible for more millionaires than anybody else I know. He's the smartest man I've ever met when it comes to marketing and sales. I cannot wait to spend hours and hours with him, finding out even more about what he knows to market a private practice. So head over to paulgough.com/Dan if you want to know more about it. And in other news, if you can't make it to America, you're in the other side of the world, you're in the Europe or wherever, in London, 27th and 28th of June, we're heading to Tottenham Football Stadium for our UK-EU Mastermind event with a very special guest. I'm going to give this a big mention in the next podcast, but I'll tip you off because we've just signed him up today. I am a huge football, soccer, as some people call it, fan, right? And since I was 8 or 9, I followed a team called Liverpool. And they were my team. And people asked me why Liverpool. And it was because of a guy called John Barnes. And for years, I went to watch him. My dad took me all over the country to Liverpool, to London, to Sheffield, to Leeds, to any ground that I could get to watch John Barnes back in the 80s and 90s. When I was a kid and a teenager, John Barnes was my hero. He was my idol. My bedroom was full of pictures and posters of John Barnes. He's just the best, and still to this day, he was the first guy that kind of really idolized when it came to football. Now, this thing's gone full circle because I used to go and see him. He's now coming to see me. Anyway, we've hired him to be the speaker at our next Mastermind event at the 27th and 28th of June at that Tottenham Stadium in London. I cannot wait to have him. He's a top, top, top guy. Great speaker. He's involved in lots of great public and charitable causes. Top footballer, regarded as one of the best of his generation. Played for England. I cannot wait to interview him and get to know what makes him different, what makes him tick, what he thinks makes the top performers tick. Is it mindset? Is it attitude? Is it standards? Is it habits? What have his best managers taught him? What has he learned from some of the other best players he's played with? And what can I apply from that to my business and to my life? So if you're in or around Europe in the summer, you want to come to London, 27th and 28th, we're putting on big events. I'm telling you, we're serious about getting you guys together. It's very lonely running a business. You can't do it successfully on your own. It's just too hard. And if you are successful, like, you've probably like almost wanted to put a gun to your head most nights, right? Just come and be part of this community that we've built. Planet Paul is just a cool place. There's no moaning, there's no whinging, there's no, how did one Australian put it recently? It's not a pissing contest, bluntly. People are not there to brag and to share, you know, who's better than who and who's got more money and all that crap. I don't let any of that take place. We're there to help each other. We're there to share good ideas. We're there to just help each other overcome challenges and support each other and just have a bit of a laugh at the bar and a giggle, talk about things that nobody else lets us talk about because we're just weird because we're all entrepreneurs. This is why we're doing what we're doing. Please get involved. We're doing it for you. We are having the time of our lives. putting on big events all over the world. We are committed to coming to see you, and we're committed to bringing some fantastic names to get you excited and just get you out of your office and give you something to look forward to. Like, that's it. Like, why resist? Like, why resist this? Like, we're giving you opportunities to get out of your head, get out of your own way, get away from your office, your staff, your kids for the weekend or for a few days, and come to London in the height of summer. Oh my word. In one of the most beautiful stadiums that you've ever seen built, regarded as like the premier stadium in the world, or come to Cleveland and spend the 2 days with Dan Kennedy. We're going all out for you. We're having a good go. So come and see us. If you're interested in London, send an email, paul@paulgough.com, or head over to paulgough.com/guest and come and join us for 2 days in Tottenham Stadium, White Hart Lane, you might know it as, and get to meet John Barnes. He's in on day one. We've got him for the final session of the day. We're going to have some drinks with him, lots of pictures, and just, I'm sure he'll tell us some great football stories. If you're a football fan, you'll love it. If you're not, you'll love it anyway. John is just amazing. Lovely, lovely guy. Do a quick Google search of John Barnes to find out who he is and what he's about if you've never heard of him. He's a big name in football and regarded as one of the best of his generation. Certainly played in arguably one of the greatest teams ever. They won pretty much every trophy in the 80s and the 90s. So cannot wait to see him, and hopefully we get to see you. Anyway, that's it from me. You know what's coming up in the summer now. Dan is on his way with some more, I'm on my way with some more principles from Dan that was recorded live in Las Vegas at a recent event. Turn me up nice and loud, share this out, and tell people all about this podcast and the future events. We hope to see you there. Enjoy.
Number 5. Positively sealed. Refuse. Categorically refuse to give up on what you want. Anyone else question why you want it, and go on their heads to get it. Two weeks ago, I felt the staff starting to slow down on pictures, on videos, on any marketing for this event. I felt, and do you know why? Because we passed a certain point, right? We passed the 100 seats, which was the goal. So people were over here now. Get the fucking pictures in the group. Get another podcast going. Get more promotion. Get more phone calls. Send more texts. On Monday morning, there's Sarah. Sarah in this room. Monday morning, Sarah said, I've sent the class list in the hotel. I said, send another 7. Probably minimum 5, another 7. She said, no. Nobody will book this list. Nobody will book this list. I said, there'll be at least 5. I said, there'll be 1 on the day. Stand up on the day. Doesn't have much, but the emails, post, stubbornly refuse. Sarah thinks I'm meaning, right? When it's like, but Paul has 5 days to go. This is what she's made. We went through this last night, right? Sarah's thinking, there is no way anybody would hear from me that unsensical. That's a new word. That after 2 months of hearing about this event in Las Vegas, that they would change the call the day before. Nobody is that rushed. Nobody would ever do such a thing. Nobody would ever book a seat on the Monday, basically. Nobody would ever book a seat on the Tuesday, the Wednesday, Eric. Nobody would ever send their man the day before from Canada, would they, the day? No. Nobody would do anything like this. That's the norm. That's where people live. You have to stubbornly refuse to accept the fucking stage. It's 3 foot up. And if you're not going to do it, I'll fucking do it. I want the stage moved. In that sense, it's like put us to his feet. It's to, what difference does it make? It doesn't matter. I never asked you, I just asked you to move it. We didn't want a commentary about why it was important. And you were like, just move the thing. Refuse to give up on what you want. Because people will question, that's where they'll get it. They'll question why you want it. And you may as forget it. The key word is positive. If it grips your life and you become negative with it, if you become negative and stubborn, when there's a... is there any well and a negativity in how you're living and how you're seeing well because you're always want more in one and you're not getting it and it's making you angry or areas where that would be negatively stubborn. I think the key is to stay positively stubborn, that I can be equally happy about fighting with another talent manager. It doesn't have to consume me every second of every day. Number six, goals are more important than plans. Don't obsess over the plan, the goal you must hang on to. Quality of life, the way of living. The goal could be how you want to live, what you want for your family. The plan will probably change. I remember Dan, you the example of the A-team. Anyone remember the A-team? No? And at the end, they always come out and say, well, you know, we stuck to the plan, we got it. They never, ever stuck to the plan. The plan always went wrong. It never, ever went according to the plan. And that was the guy with the cigar, and he was always like, well, we got there in the end. Right? It's almost like that we have to be. Don't obsess with the plan, but never lose sight of the goal. Other people will pull your goals from you and tell you that that can't happen. They'll tell you that type of life is not possible. They'll project and predict onto you their way of living and their thoughts. There's a GE spot in everything. Anybody know what the GE spot is? Good enough. Everything has a good enough spot. When it's done, it's done. When you've hit that good enough spot, you need the courage to move on. For all of you perfectionists in the room, you need to put this on your screen today. Everything has a good enough spot. Everything after that good enough, you're losing efficiency, money, time, the whole thing. Send the email with the spelling mistake, who cares? It does not matter. So you have to keep going over and over it and over it. You are losing time and money. There is no point in correcting two spelling mistakes that means you have to reread the email 3 times. You've lost 20 minutes. You will not get the sale because of a spelling mistake in an email. That's a good spot.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.